All right. So you're all looking very different now. So let that disorientation continue just a little bit. Just experience a little bit of that freedom in your body. And you might wonder why we gave out a list of beliefs just after you got cleared of your past. Because these are the leftover remnants and others that you may be able to think of and contribute of what is your storyline about money as a foundation to your money contract, your arrangement with money, your relationship with money, is the story of your life with money. And that's how you see money. And as much as you really would like to live in the resonance of the presence and the future of the glorious you that you are, it's very easy at times just to really fall back into the old storyline, the old assumptions, the old familiar emotional territory, beliefs, the mental constructs that kind of hold that storyline in place. The emotions that assume the storyline will continue and projects it into the future. And the attachment to familiarity as a substitute for safety trust. And therein lies its danger. What is familiar is not necessarily safe. Yes, it can be predictable. It can have a certain consistency, limited as it is. But that doesn't make it safe. A lot of people seek the familiar, but that doesn't make it safe. In order to trust that you're not going to go bust and be a beggar on the street, you have to acknowledge that it's your storyline, your slave driver, and your attachment to familiarity and consistency that can stick you. And keep that street beggar image still viable within your realm of possibility. You see, if you don't have that as a possibility, to be broke and living on the street and eating out of garbage cans, then you're not going to attract realities that are consistent with that. If you fear it, you're putting energy into it to a certain extent. You fear it because you don't trust that you're not going to go there. You're afraid you're going to go there. Or you're afraid you're going to suffer something close to that, or just mediocre life styles and or struggles and hardships and continuous deprivations. And that can also hold inside yourself a limited self-image. Because if you didn't become the glorious multimillionaire in the recent past, then your self-image is one of a person who cannot receive a fortune, cannot create a giving and receiving that is free flow between the world and the self, and your self-image is surely too small. So you have to get rid of the storyline, all the history. We started helping you by taking away the anxieties and the pressures and the demands that are put upon you by your younger selves, the ones who created the storyline. You don't have any grounds now to continue the storyline from. Once you give your younger selves the money machine. You can start to let go of financial hardship or struggle or scarcity as part of your past. It's imperative to clear the storyline so that you don't have any of it in the future. But you have to be willing to come out of your rut. You have to be willing to shift your imagination of your track that the slave driver has you on. You have to be able to let go of those forms and manifestations that you think are going to make you happy in the future because they were set by a past you who didn't know what else to do, didn't know how else to orient to life. It's imperative that even every few years you need to shift and change your dreams and let go of all your dreams. If you haven't fulfilled them, let them all go. And then reset yourself at a higher frequency and then redream. It's called upgrading, right? When you do that, you don't get stuck to old storylines. So we would suggest it's time to upgrade. In your upgrade, it gives you more possibilities. The wider the range of possibilities in your future, the more flexibility and freedom you will have in it. The more clearly you will know where you are at in the polarity between poverty and wealth, or mediocrity and exceptionalism. But your major journey is to be happy being you. That's the major point of being here. And the way you do that is by creating, by working through your divine channels. You've already heard us talk about power, love, freedom, and safety, trust. These are four foundational pieces of your new template, or of a template, of any template that works for you. All your decisions and choices to be made in alignment with that. We'll do more work with that tomorrow as we create a new channels for you, and new avenues to the future and to money and so forth with you. But there's also the three channels, and these are where your storyline gets messed up and needs to be redreamed. And that is the first channel of love, touch, heal. To love, touch, and heal others, and to be loved, touched, and healed by others. That is a giving and receiving, a connecting channel. When you cannot receive, your giving is forced. You are not connecting. You're not connecting. You're maintaining separation. You're maintaining a sense of just yourself isolated. You don't have full energy flow. You don't have energy exchange. Yes, you do in a limited way, but it's so controlled. It has so many rules and regs on it. It has so many restrictions on it. It doesn't feel all that great. Love, touch, heal is an open channel. If you had been born and raised perfectly, right? Not that there is any such thing, but let's say ideally, right? Then you would have found in your adolescence what your heart's desire, what your passion was for then. And you would have fully explored it, learned all about it, become a total expert in it. You can do this any time in your life. And indeed, sometimes you have found passions emerging in later decades than just the second one. you would have been able to really get into it fully. And then in the natural progress of things, by the time you get into your 20s, you would be giving it. You'd be going out into the world and sharing it with the world. But the way your culture functions doesn't want you to grow up, doesn't let you grow up. And so by the time you hit your 20s, you haven't grown up yet. Oh, yes, you can go and buy beer. Woo! You can what? Do porn? You can do some stuff. You're 21. Yeah, yeah. You're an adult. You're grown up. Yeah, right. How grown up? How mature were you at 21? You still wanted to party. You still wanted to find some kind of sense of self. You still didn't know where you stood with anybody. And you had difficulty connecting. Love, touch, heal, connection. And by connecting, it means you give. And you give to someone, to the world, whatever, you give. And it comes out of you effortlessly from who you are. And it touches others energetically, emotionally, spiritually. You love, touch. And in that, raise the resonance, which is healing. You connect with someone because you're not trying to force anything on them. You're not giving them something for a manipulation, expecting an exchange. You're giving. Because this is just what you do. This is who you are. Let me say, now how can I get that attitude into my work where I'm paid for that? Well, the thing is, it is there already. If you realize that your work, what you are being paid for, if it is something that is an expression of you, lucky you, that you can begin to lift your vision, your dream of your work, your storyline about work and money to that level. And you'll find that you can connect with your clients, connect with your customers, connect with people out there. You can actually hear them, sense them, listen to them. Many big corporations, people complain about their products and they go, oh, we're sorry you didn't like your product. Here, have a coupon for another one. Well, hello. They said they didn't like the product. Why give them a coupon for another one? It's not like they said the bottle was damaged. You know, they said they didn't like the product. This is not listening. It's like the corporation saying, well, we don't have to pay any attention to our customers. We just will market better to them to persuade them that they made a mistake in judging our product. They're missing out on something really good. There we go. And we'll give them a nice feel-good story so they think we care. What we are amazed at, and the channel was like, trying to figure out what to do about Monsanto. Monsanto is taking over all the world seed supplies and distorting it and covering them with pesticides and doing all sorts of problems that are going to, and GMO stuff that's going to release tremendous ecological havoc. So the channel went to the website. And it's the friendliest, nicest, wonderful, warm, compassionate, loving, glorious website you've ever seen. And she's scratching her head in total disbelief and dismay. How in the world can anybody object to Monsanto if they look at this website? All the happy farmers and all the beautiful stories and how Monsanto so cares for the starving millions of the world. And that's what corporations do, so they don't have to love, touch, heal. But you as an individual cannot go there. You have too much spiritual integrity. You can't go to that place. You just can't push it out there. You love, touch, heal, and you open to receive. And you are loved, touched, and healed in return. If you apply this energy into your work, into your job, with coworkers, customers, clients, you'll be amazed to see the response in your work, the response to you. And it needs to be part of your storyline. The second channel is to imagine and create with passion, with pleasure, with joy, to move energy, move a dynamic flow of energy through your channel, your chosen channels of action, of doing. This is a very dynamic one, this channel. A lot of people get stuck in the imagination part and don't flow their passion through. If you're doing a job that you don't have any passion for, then we would recommend that you find work that does not take up all your day, so you have time for yourself. As we said before, those of you who are spiritually inclined did not come to be slave-driven as workaholics to work 60, 70, 80-hour weeks. You just weren't. You need enough time to be alone with yourself, to think your deep thoughts, to come into awareness of yourself, and to interact and interplay with your reality, with your environment, the way you want. So if you don't have passion channel available in your work, then we would suggest that you find a passion channel on the side. But you need to be able to create something and to move energy. Now, this flow of energy that goes through it is what we call the divine flow. It is what creates momentum. When you add the divine flow to love, touch, heal, there's a momentum of giving and receiving. And when receiving is in a momentum, you can become wealthy. Very happy too. But you're not getting those things that you desired, that those forms that you desired back in your 20s. It's a totally different experience. You need to take off all those old goals. Because those goals were set up so to make you financially secure so that then you could leap to the next level. Surprise, you've got to leap to the next level now. And at the next level, then you'll find that your safety, your security, your trust is because you trust who you are. You trust the divine in you. You trust the divine plan for you. And you go into momentum. Again, tomorrow we're going to discuss how to get this momentum going. So that the flow, the divine flow, goes through everything that you do. Especially your money channels. Unless you get into a momentum, you just don't really get anywhere with money. You can't strike out on your own. You can't do what you really want to with it. It doesn't build for you. And even if you're on a strict salary that cannot budge, you'll find other channels of money coming to you if you get the flow going. There's pleasure with it. There's fun with it. Which means also that you need to have time for fun and pleasure in your life. Otherwise, your second chakra gets all screwed up. And the slave driver has a field day with you. Slave driver is very serious. Stay on track until you get your goals achieved, which will never happen. But so I have a job for life, right? And the third channel is to grow, to learn, to know who you are. everything that you do. Every response, every action, every reaction, every thought, every feeling, everything you assume, everything you project out there, every input that you work with, is all training you how to be you. And your relationship with your reality is critical. If you're going to have a new story, you've got to have a new relationship with your reality. This reality is your creation. It is like a mirror out there. It's reflecting to you everything you need to know to move to the next level of empowerment, freedom, love, and safety, trust. If there's a place where you consistently give your power away, guess what? Your reality so nicely will give you another opportunity, yet another opportunity to take your power back. If you tend to give your power away to authority figures and your life is filled with easily offended people and petty tyrants that you have to tiptoe around and always be so careful about, watch every word you say, they take it so personally. Well, guess what? You're going to keep getting these people until you say finally, hey, you know, I'm tired of giving my power away to them and tiptoeing around. I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to love. I'm going to take all the judgments off. I'm going to be free. And however they respond to it, that's what they, you know, I'm not attacking them. It's whatever they want to say, whatever they want to feel. I'm going to respect and honor that. But I can't stop being me. I can't wait. I can't go on hold anymore. I can't be manipulated by their fragility. So what if they feel insulted if I decide to be powerful? It's not that I'm powerful at their expense. I just have my choices. I'll love them. And if they tend to move away from me, I'll accept that. Because if they have to do that, in most cases they won't, but if they do, you know that you're heading into a reality in where you're going to be surrounded by people and opportunities where you can radiate your truth and be not only appreciated for it, but loved, enjoyed, respected, maybe even admired. Not that you're looking for that, but at least it'll be friendly. Your reality will be supportive and friendly for you. There's a lot of ways to work to soften up people, to shift energies between you and other people. And you're going to find that a lot of your issues around money have to do with your relationships with people around money. And that has to be changed in your storyline. You have to be you. You have to learn who you are. You have to gain who you are. You have to experience who you are. And the way to do that, a little strategy that we feel is really useful, we're going to share with you, is how to make your reality your friend. You know, when you ask for something, you ask the divine, you ask your higher self, you request something. You go call in all your spirit helpers and guides and friends, and you request something. Yes, help me do this, and I want this, and I choose this, and, you know, let's go for this, let's do this together. This whole crew that you work with, who you request from, in your past has been perceived subconsciously by you as an authority figure. I'm asking God the parent for what I want. What position does that put you in? Are you a co-worker? No. You're a child. So it's imperative that you can work with your reality as a friend, as an equal. Your reality is really wanting to give you everything that you need to grow where you want to grow and how you want to grow. And you want to grow. You want to change. You don't want your reality to stay in the old ruts. You want it to be better, always. Most people at any given point in time, you'd find about 70% of the population are in a self-induced change. Why do people change when people hate change so much? Because they want it better. If you're going to change anything, you got to work with your reality as a friend. Because you've got to be an adult in this relationship. So what we suggest, and what we'll take you through, is a personification of your reality. Now, your reality is not a person, of course. But your reality is a thought form. And actually, every person that you come into contact with in your life is really, for you, in the illusion, it's a thought form that is materialized, matters materialized over this thought form to produce a physical form. So we're just suggesting that you do this with your reality, too. So when you request something that you desire, you request it from your partner that the two of you together, they are giving you all the feedback that you need. They're bringing the stuff to you that you need. That you can then receive. This is positive ego, right? Positive self boundaries, distinctions. With reality, positive distinctions. When you do this, you are able to receive freely from your reality without going into child reactions. Because if you ask your reality as a parent, then whatever comes to you, you're going to react as a child. You see. If you're in rebellion against your reality, oh, I'm the rebel. I'm the person on the fringe. I won't do it the way other people do it. I'm independent. And when it comes time to, I want this, I demand this, you should serve me. Because I'm better than all these other people. The rebel always thinks that anyway. The problem is that the reality will say, sure, here's everything you're rebelling against. And until you're done with your rebellion, you know, here it is. You want to grow? Sorry, but that's what you're asking for, really. You want $5 million? Okay, well, let's see. Well, let's get you set up with some nice authority figure who's got lots of money. And then you can go and battle with them like they're your parents and you're an adolescent, right? And they're going to want to manipulate what you do before they give you money. And you're going to be really pissed about it, and you're going to be very rebellious and snotty about it. And then they're going to manipulate and control you even more and embarrass you. And then you're going to say up yours and walk away, feeling all justified. They're impossible to deal with. Reality saying, well, we tried. We tried to give you that opportunity to step into your power. So working with your reality as a friend, as a coworker, on the same team, is imperative to establish safety. It's only then that you can begin to trust that what you create that comes to you in physical manifestation form, you'll be able to deal with that can be positive, it can be wonderful, you can do something with it. Otherwise, you're going to get the same old stuff until you make your change and you step up to the plate and become the adult that you are and claim the reality creatorship that you have. So when we work with the personified reality, and you clearing your storyline, then you in the reality can determine exactly what it is you want to receive in form. It's no longer the form, the goals of your 20-something. It is where you want to go now. And your reality will be able to bring to you opportunities for giving and receiving. They'll be able to bring to you opportunities to imagine, to have passion, to flow energy through. They give you opportunities to step up into a greater light being, into greater levels of love, power, freedom, and safety, trust. In other words, it is not so simple, I ask for money and plunk, it comes down. That's the child idea. And it snags up so many grown-ups who think that if they just do this, then that should happen. And some of you even tried to do this metaphysically. If I just program really, really, really hard and meditate and meditate and meditate, it'll have to come in. I'll have to win the lottery. It'll have to happen. I will get that job that makes twice as much as what I have now. Yes. And I'll be able to tell those people I'll work at home. Thank you. I'll do all my, I won't go to the office. I'll just work at home. And they'll say, oh, yes, you're so wonderful. Yes, you can do that. So working with your reality as a friend. In your reality will show you, okay, when you're working with your reality, reality will say to you, all right, where do you give your power away still? Looking at what you want. Okay, do you still give your power away somewhere here? Do we need to bring some of that to you so that you get clear with that? You can do it yourself. You can say, oh, yeah, I generally tend to give it away at this stage of the game. I go and have wonderful interviews for jobs, just fabulous interviews. They're so impressed with me. I'm just the best. And then they say, we'll get back to you in another week or two. And by a week or two later, I'm a sniveling wreck. Panic. Oh, are they going to call? Are they not going to call? Am I going to get the job? Am I not going to get the job? What's going to happen? Oh, my gosh, I hope I get the job. That's what I normally do. Reality says, okay, are you willing to forego that? We can maybe let you be the chosen one this time. Are you willing to claim that instead? Rather than the gal that's gone to college and it's time for the sororities to pick their members. What is it called? Rush Week. Mm-hmm. And there the girls sitting in their dorm rooms waiting to hear, did I make the sorority, did I make the grade or not? What horrible stress that is for those who really get into that. It's that kind of thing. Am I chosen? Am I chosen? Am I loved? Do you like me? Do you really, really like me? You can bypass all that stuff. If you can be aware of where you tend to lose power, you don't have to give it anymore. Yes, it may still come up one more time. And this time you don't lose your power at all. Reality is different. How about compromising your principles to get a job or to make money? You feel bad about that. You don't want to do it, but in desperate straits, your back up against the wall, you'll do it. Reality says, well, do you think that's a real limitation for you? Well, yes, it is. Well, do we need to go through that again a few times? Oh, okay, well. All right, I choose not to do it. So what are you going to try instead, says reality. Yeah, well, I think I'll, this time, when it happens, I'll say no and trust that I can find something else better. Great, says reality. Okay, let's do a run through. And reality will bring you that scenario, and you'll say, no, thank you, and you'll walk away, trusting. Hopefully you can keep that momentum up. And then everything changes. Your reality is different. You see how working with reality as your friend works, okay? But if you have the old storyline, you're going to be unconscious. You're going to forget where you lose your power, where you throw your integrity away, where you compromise yourself, where you defer and wait and on hold to be given something or to be directed. You know, some people, you know, really like the child adolescent version of guidance from spirit, right? I'm guided to do this. I'm guided to do that. Wonderful. You're not responsible for your choices. It's the fault of the spirits. God wants me to do this stupid thing. It didn't work. But that's what God told me to do. So I had to do it. Secretly, I wanted to do it, but nevertheless, I don't carry any rap for that. Or the authority. You know, my stockbroker told me I should invest in this really up-and-coming stock, and then it tanked, and I lost a bunch of money. It was his fault. So the reality says, are you going to play innocent, or are you going to be an adult here? I recognize that, yes, you may get some guidance, you may get some hints, some opportunities, some openings, some suggestions, but only if it rings true in your gut, in your power center. But only if it's true to you, who you see yourself as being, as knowing yourself. And then it's your choice. Then you're in your power. And you take responsibility for what comes from that choice. And when you take responsibility, you're present. You don't go into the unconscious pattern loops of the old storyline. You stay present. This is critical for money manifestation. Because the way you've been trained about money through your childhood and so on has made you unconscious many times with it. There are different stages of bringing in money. And any one of those stages, you can go unconscious because that's part of your old storyline. That's why it's important to get the story aligned, broken, and cleared. And to know who you are instead. If you work from your knowing of yourself, work from yourself as the divine being that you are. The storyline with having no power over you, you can stay present, you can stay conscious, you can stay aware. And when you get hit with some kind of challenge, an old familiar pattern yet again, you can say, oh, okay, reality is, as my friend, is bringing this to me. You don't get offended. You don't get upset. You don't get, you don't take it personally. You don't say, oh, whine. I didn't get it. I didn't learn my lesson. Oh my gosh. I have to start all over again. No. Instead you go, oh, here's an invitation to go back to my storyline. Thank you, reality, for showing me that this is the place where I normally throw it all away. This time I'm not going to do it. And staying in your adult, you don't do it. If you're present, you catch these things. If you're not present, you fall for them. I know people who just fall for all sorts of strange, you know, money adventures and lose money over and over and over again. Fall for creeps and crooks and all sorts of stuff. Fall for the gambling fever. This is a sure thing, and you're going to make so much money. It's a Ponzi scheme or whatever. It's like this multi-level, you hardly have to work. This product basically sells itself. All you do is just share. And when you share, you move product. Right. You make all these, and you're your own boss. Oh, yeah. The slave driver's your boss. So what you can do is to know your old storyline. Then you can catch all your little tricks that you set up, all your little snags. If you miss one, there's no problem. Your reality will show it to you. And if you don't, go into reaction like a child or an adolescent, or pout, or whine, or go into self-pity, or throw up your hands in rage and walk away. You can be present enough to just change your reality on the spot like that. And then your reality will say, oh, yay, you got it. Yeah, we can send you something different now. But you realize that is not being malicious for your reality to do that for you. It's loving because you want to grow and learn who you are. It's part of your mission here is to learn how to create and learn who you are. And in this process, have all sorts of wonderful, creative, imaginative adventures in the illusion. And once you've mastered the illusion, you don't take anything personally anymore. It's just part of the illusion. It's just like thoughts that are just wandering by. You don't grab onto it and fixate on stuff and try to attach to it and try to manipulate it and try to force it and try to push it. Da, 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 da. You stay present. You can stay serene. You can stay in bliss. You can stay in your divine self and function totally capably in the world. You don't have to go into retreat to get some spiritual stuff and then come back in the world and sweat it through all the crazy stuff around money and then run away to your spiritual retreat. Wow, I'm so stressed. Oh, okay. Now I can recover. Okay, now I can come back into the fray. You don't have that separation. One of the big things, of course, is that if you get into money, you're not spiritual. It's like the two don't coexist, but they do. They're absolutely integrated. Money is just a vibration. It's a symbol. It's not real. Money's never been real. Oh, yeah, you can feel a dollar bill or something. But if you notice on your dollar bill, it says Federal Reserve Note. Okay? It's a note. It's a little IOU. Is that real? No. It's like when somebody does something as a favor. Do you owe them one? It's up to you. It's just as unreal. Money is just a symbol of exchange. You've given it way too much power. You made it real. But if you recognize it's just a vibration like anything else, it's an illusion, just like anything else. If you take the power out of it, you'll stop compromising yourself for it. You'll stop living your life around it. And you and your reality as a friend can create some amazing, magical new realities for yourself. Phenomenal. What we'd like to do is to take you on a little journey. And we'd like to introduce you to your reality and start setting up, getting rid of the storyline and start setting up a new story for yourself based on who you are, a new arrangement, and break the old relationship you have with money. So getting comfortable now in a position that you can hold for a longer period of time. Take a little breath, center. Go to wherever that place within you is that you could call center. Get to your center. And we will be with you. In your center, you're floating in a starry sky. All your friends have gathered once again to be with you, for you. They're so excited, all of them, all of us, so excited. Because you want to step free. You want to step into your freedom, into your power, into the light of your being. And you want to connect with your reality, with your physical reality now, in a way of harmony and peace, to give and receive. So some of those sparks of light, some of those beings move to the above you to form a bright star, the way that we come to you. And let us send a beam of light down to you, that by the time it reaches you, it's a big column of light that surrounds you, that you float within. You float within. Let us just surround you and hold you. See, we know who you are. We know that you're a spark of consciousness, that you're divine by your very nature. A divine light being who has chosen to have a physical body experience. Who's had many physical body experiences, all of which are happening right now. Because you want to experience everything. And this particular experience, called this lifetime, what you want to experience is you stepping into your mastery as a powerful reality creator. To live in harmony with your reality, your environment, your world. To love, touch, heal, to create, to imagine, to move energy through, to enjoy yourself, to learn and grow and become more of you. An infinite but glorious, beautiful journey to create from scratch. Now is your opportunity. We know. On the planet, it is your time. It has come. We know. And you're ready. Yes, you are. We know. And so, as you float there, let yourself find yourself drifting, floating down to settle in a beautiful place. In a beautiful place that's safe, beautiful, friendly, supportive, wonderful. Where you can relax. No threat, no concerns. You can just be yourself. And let yourself just be there now. Just kind of sense it. For so long, you've lived in a storyline with money. Beliefs that are limiting about money. A relationship that's twisted or distorted with money. And you didn't see how to get to the other side completely. Oh, you had ideas, you had dreams, you had ways. You dismantled lots of it, you've studied it, you've cleared. Oh my, have you? But some little snags still stick you. But there's help. there's help on the way. Because one of the arrangements that you made as a divine being, as you co-created and manifested this illusion before you gave up your remembrance of who you are, is that your reality is working with you. There is no one working against you anywhere for any reason. There is no evil force trying to sabotage your path. There is no negative forces trying to undermine you, to weaken you, fighting you. There is nothing on the planet that's against you, even if you sometimes may take it as such. Even those very wealthy corporate leaders who appear to be totally uncaring, they're not against you. This is just a reality you constructed to learn about yourself in. And this reality that has surrounded you, your environment, everything that has come to you, can be your friend. So first of all, a little more dismantling to do. You have a storyline with money. We are surrounding you in this beautiful, loving, beautiful place. It's safe to let it go. You're going to feel vulnerable. You're going to feel open. But it's safe to let your storyline go. All the times that you found yourself snagged by throwing your power away, by compromising yourself, by struggling, by taking things personally, by fighting, rebelling, trying to avoid, pontificating about, judging, resisting, fighting. All that pressure you put on yourself to figure it all out. And when you somehow or another didn't figure it out to your own satisfaction, judged yourself as weak, or incapable, or incompetent, as part of your storyline, you're going to need to let that go now. Can you let go, even if just for now, your attachment to what you've believed about money and what your story has been? Can you just let it go now? Because we'll take it. Doesn't bother us. It's not our vibration. It's stuff that's not even your vibration either. And while you've been holding on to it, it's pretty baffling to us. We know that you feel secure. It's familiar. You can go unconscious with it. But whatever it is, just see it as a storyline, as a drama, as a plot that is unfolded over your lifetime to this point, that has never served you. Places where you have always fallen down that never served you. You have continued to have to learn over and over and over. Or where money has just always been something that dominated and controlled you. And you always kept postponing yourself. All of that story is not part of who you are. It's not part of where you're going. So give it to us. Let it come out of you like a gray fog, a gray mist. It's actually a little teeny tiny black particles. Let it just come out of you into our light At first, you're going to feel like a dark cloud has passed over you because there's so much of this gray mist just coming out of you. Your old story. It's coming out of your lymphatic system, which holds all your old emotional states. It's coming out of your circulatory system, a system which supplies and nourishes and reinforms and rebriefs you on your life continuously. It's coming out of your bones and muscles and ligaments and tendons, out of the structure of consistency in your life. It's coming out of your organs, the way you process things, the way you look at things, the way you experience and respond and move on things and make choices about stuff. Coming out of all your organs. It's coming out of your brain. All the brain pathways you set up to maintain the story. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. And as it comes out, we're going to drop some light into your crown. Just drops of beautiful golden light. Perhaps a tint of orange, a tint of passion. Just drops, just beautiful drops. Drip, 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 drip. Into your head, into your brain. And there, in a beautiful, delightful hiss, spreads out and lights up your brain. These drops come faster now, more of them, filling you up, feeling like a shower of light. And wherever they go, they cleanse, they purify, they push out any of these black, sooty particles. They swirl around. They play around, dance around. Sparks and particles of light dancing around. Cleaning up your head. Cleaning up your neck. Cleaning up your shoulders. Drenching you in this beautiful light, and the drops, the leading edge, moving down your arms and into your chest, down through your torso, cleansing, clearing, purifying, all the way down your arms, through your elbows, through the joints, cleansing, purifying, cleansing, purifying. All the way down through your chakras, to the base, through your legs, cleansing. And more, more coming in through your crown, indeed, more and more. And dark energy pouring out your feet, mist moving out of you, more and more. It cleans in every nook and cranny, all the way down through your knees and down to your ankles and into your feet and out through your toes, out through your fingers, light beams come. Radiance through your whole body. Your story gone. And now all the beliefs. You have a belief sheet you looked at. All those beliefs that went with the storyline, the ones that fit you and your past. Imagine a sheet of beliefs. And imagine that you take a sword or just a karate chop, vertical, straight down through the middle of it. And as you do that, you cut it in two and erase every belief that's listed there. One fell swoop, just do it. In your mind's eye. All it takes is choice to let it go. Conscious choice. And the pieces of paper just float down and lay on the ground empty now. And now, we want to remind you of who you are, a spark of consciousness, a divine reality being, who's taking on a physical plane experience. A powerful reality creator. Everything that's here is yours. This is your illusion, your playing field, your playground. It is all available for you, every possibility available for you. Claim it now. Mentally say, I claim this. I am a powerful reality creator, and I choose to create more fun realities, more abundant, more prosperous realities. I choose to create a new light story of magic, of the miraculous, of fun, where I can love, touch, heal, create, flow energy through with passion, create a flow, a divine flow, to learn and grow and be more who I am, with greater power, love, freedom, and trust. I choose my reality to be my friend. And I choose money to be my friend. And I choose reality and money and me to work together in partnership as co-workers. And as you say this, let yourself imagine that as it is indeed so. How would it be if you knew this were true? Imagine it, and it is so. So be it, you say. And with that choice, you notice that there are two figures standing not far away, here in your beautiful, safe, loving, friendly space. Nothing to fear, these two strangers standing there. One of them is money. Let money approach you, personified. However you see money, perhaps you see it as a man in a suit. Perhaps you see it as a parental figure or authority, or you have in the past. And let money come up to you. And say to money now, I choose you as my friend now. I won't judge you, resist you, limit you, or judge myself around you. I accept you, and I'm willing to receive you into my life. And notice what happens when you say this to your personified money. It will change form. It will change form to a friendly form. A comfortable, fun, friendly form for you. Your agreement with money that you made before was that it had power over your life. And that once you would get enough of it, you would be free, powerful, safe. So like the belief sheet, you see the contract that you had with money there. And with a karate chop, you know what to do. Just cut that sheet of paper with a contract on it, the agreement that this is your relationship with money. Just cut it into vertically. And all the print on it is gone. And money and you embrace. You're friends now. Let money gift you something, a little treasure, a little sparkling something. And also, let money give you a beautiful little $1 bill. A $1 bill. And then looking up, you look at your dollar bill, and looking up, you notice that money's gone now. But the personified reality is coming close to you. Make your choice. You've made your choice that it's your friend now, so make your choice to open to it. Invite it into your work, into your approach. Say, let's work together and stay conscious and create some magnificent realities together. And let your reality smile. Notice how you personify out what sex it is, what age, what it looks like, what it wears. You got a new friend. It's so glad you finally are here at this place. It can bring to you everything you desire and work with you. It'll help you learn and grow. Open your arms and let this personified reality come hold you as friend. No longer a foe. No longer a taskmaster, no longer an authority, or some distant abstraction. Let it be present for you. You're going to create great things together. Wonderful money adventures with magic. And now, let us do some work with your brain. You've let go of your storyline. Let us clear for a moment or two some of those old patterns you built up through childhood and adolescence, all those pathways of limitation, of effort, of struggle, of separation, all the dysfunctional stuff around money. So we're going to be silent for a moment and let yourself just be. Be in the self that you are, the divine light being that you are. With money, your friend, your reality is your friend. Be in this beautiful place. It is going to continue for a while. But let yourself come back now. Let yourself come back to body consciousness, to body awareness, and open your eyes. And we're going to have a lunch break, but before the lunch break, well, as the lunch break begins, let Daniel give you a $1 bill. Okay, but let's do that at lunch. What we would like for you to do is to take a $1 bill and to imagine how much money this really represents. What is it that you desire? What is it that you desire financially? Now, the reason it's a $1 bill is because it's kind of mystical. It's got some magic in it. If you notice, a pyramid and an eye on the back. So imagine that this $1 bill is magic. Imagine that it is a bank draft for as much money as you want. The sky's the limit. Don't limit yourself. And so think about it. Think about how much you want. How much money you want. What that would do for your life. How you want that money to be. If you were to give it in one big chunk, what would you do? What would you want it for? Figure out how much you would want it for. Just give it a moment or two over your lunch break. And we'll meet back here in an hour with you and your dollar bill. That may be, who knows, a few million dollars, a billion, 100,000, whatever it is you want it to be. And we'll go forward from there. So have a good lunch. Remember, you're still a little disoriented. But see if you can hold up your radiance, your resonance as the light being that you are. All right. Farewell for now.